3FM's Health and Wellbeing Show with Nuffield Health Harrogate, where you can get lifestyle and full health assessments.
So you join us tonight from the brand newly refurbished, rather gorgeous Nuffield Health Harrogate. And we were here earlier on this morning. Nick Hancock and I did all sorts of things. We had a smoothie bike competition.
I've got a broccoli and the beast. Nick's got some kind of berry, berry combo.
Are we ready? Okay, so let's go then in three, two, one.
We did the £1,000 minute with Nick on a treadmill. So I'm going to ask you a question. Every single question, I have the speed lever here. I'm going to make you go faster. Is that okay, Nick?
Can we get on with it?
You're currently only on quite a slow, lazy pace 8. So here we go. Question number one. How many elements are currently in the periodic table? 92 or 118?
118.
Let's make you faster. Which popular girl group from the 1990s has released their new album, Testament?
All Saints.
But I'm here with Stuart Carr. Hello, Stuart.
Hi there, Beth.
Now, tell us what it is that you do here at Nuffield Health.
I am a health mentor for the site, which links the clinic to the gym floor, so try and liaise with the physios as well as the nutritional therapist on site, as well as doing personal training with any spare clients when the time that I get.
A lot of strings to your bow, then.
Trying to do so, yes.
So we're going to have a little look round the brand new equipment. It's all Techno Gym equipment. It looks lovely. I have had a little go on a few of the bits and bobs, but you're going to show me some of the less usual equipment that you've got here and show me how it's going to work.
So first bike one that we've got is the Airdyne X, which basically looks like a normal bike except that it's also got handles on this. So for this piece of equipment, you are both cycling and moving your arms at exactly the same time.
Okay.
There is no set resistance on it, it is just whatever workload you put in, so there's no adjustable manual resistance like there would be on several other bits of gear.
Okay, so the harder I work, the harder I work, as simple as that?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
So generally with these have become very popular over the last couple of years with all the CrossFit coming back into play in a lot of aspects. A lot of the CrossFit gyms will utilise this because they're looking to use it in terms of either calories burned or covering a certain distance over a certain amount of time.
Okay, and is it good for burning calories?
It's very good for burning calories. Do you want to have a go right now?
Yeah, come on then, let's have a little go. There's also a massive fan. Does that mean, do I get a lovely breeze?
You will get a very lovely breeze and you will probably enjoy that lovely breeze in just a moment. There are various different settings on there. You can obviously do it for time or you can do it in terms of trying to achieve a goal for calories burnt,
okay,
depending on what you're wanting to achieve from your workout for the course of the day.
Okay.
I want you to give me 10 seconds of all out. Yep, off you go.
Oh my God, it's like being in a wind tunnel. Fabulous. Which equipment should we go to next, Stuart?
We'll go just a little bit further down the line and we'll go onto the skill mill, which is a curved runner which does not contain a motor. So most treadmills do contain a motor. The whole purpose of this is, again, your own resistance is going against the belt.
Okay.
So if you have a stand up on that one for me.
Yeah.
On the right hand side, we've got a magnet resistance. So being at magnet resistance 10, is as hard as it can be for you to have to work and push against the belt to propel the belt.
Okay, I see, yeah.
The further back I move that resistance, I can get on and just walk naturally.
That's when it feels a bit scary, because it feels like you could woo off the back.
Because there is nothing in there for you to be able to work against. It's all about you.
Okay.
So the trick with this is the further forward you move, the quicker it goes.
Right.
So it's all about self-control and trying to find the right balance for everything that you're working with.
Right, okay, skill mill done. Where should we go to next, Stuart?
So many things to choose from. Next best one is probably the ski egg.
Oh yeah, this is an unusual one, isn't it?
Have you been skiing before?
I have been skiing before,
So generally this is what we're going to use to help try and condition people who want to get ready for the ski seasons around the end of Christmas.
That's a good idea.
So, resistance fan down at the bottom like an old school rower.
Yeah.
It is a stand-up rower at the end of the day. Two handles at the top, grabbing hold of the two handles and then trying to pull through as if you're planting your skis into the snow and propelling yourself forward. So again, just like everything else, the amount of resistance that I put into this will depend on how much I end up working and how hard I end up working.
Okay. Will it give me nice shoulders?
It might give you some nice shoulders.
Yeah,
it depends on how much you work with it.
Let's see,
you
hold the microphone, then I'll go on the...
Georg.
That's it, bend down just a little bit more. So bottom of a squat, focus just on your arms to move.
Like that?
That's it.
Oh, it does get the legs in the end, doesn't it?
Oh. You get nice movement on the back
Could
of
you
your arms
me
as well.
Can you picture me on a mountain?
I can picture you on a mountain going down. We're also going to be using these for all of our new classes as well. There's a boot camp option that we tie in with our new Skill Athletic classes when they start.
And is that just going to be happening on the
That's
gym floor?
That's going to be happening on the gym floor in this area that you see at this moment in time.
Okay. That's quite good because it means other people can... Sometimes classes are a bit of a mystery, aren't they? Because they're behind the door, whereas when you can see them going on, that's really interactive,
I
suppose.
Yeah, and the main thing that it's trying to obviously get a lot of people to understand with classes as well, it doesn't matter how fit you are, it doesn't matter how strong you are, just give it a try. Find out what works for you in the class. You don't have to lift the same weight, you don't have to run the same speed. Find what works for you, build on that, and then you'll find that your fitness levels improve as a result of you giving it a try.
Well, Stuart, thank you so much for talking to us. Anybody can come and have a look round the brand new Nuffield Health in Harrogate and see if it's the gym for them. A lot's going on. Obviously, you've got pools, you've got steam rooms, saunas, health MOTs. It is a very, very busy and very fabulous place to be. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.